One aspect which came to our notice yesterday morning was a number of listeners getting in touch with us with the news that they paid €15 rather than €12 for GAA Go yesterday. And we were wondering, look, is this something new? Is this, did they put it up on the morning of the game? Or what is the situation? Well, GAA Go confirming yesterday during the programme that the reason why prices are different on the GAA Go apps as opposed to their website is because our app platform providers, Apple and Google, set the exchange rates on our app and charge users an additional fee to use their payment system. They advise for best rates and to avoid third-party involvement and related issues, we advise purchasing from our website on gaago.ie. You know, it struck us as pretty, I don't know, you'd call it exploitative, or certainly a huge charge on top of what was a €12 purchase for many people to be added €3 on top. So to try and find out more exactly why these charges are in place and what's behind them, we've got Jess Kelly, News Talk tech correspondent, with us on the line. Jess, good morning to you.
Hey, Gerry, how's things?
Very good, very good. Listen, how does this work? This obviously is a standard charge. There's a reason why Apple and Google are, you know, multi-billion dollar earning companies every quarter. This is probably part of the reason. Is this a standard fee for app users or app developers, I should say, when someone purchases through their stores, or how does it work?
Yeah, so there's a bit of a nuance here. So if you have an app in the App Store on iOS or Android, so on a Google phone or and on an Apple phone, and you go to download an app, you can download apps for free. However, if you go to make a purchase within the app, you then are charged, or the service provider is charged 30% by Apple for the pleasure of their business. So for example, when you go and download GAA Go, it's free to put the app onto your phone. But when you go to buy a pass for one of the matches, you'll see €12. But then when you go through, you'll see that it's €14.99. And that extra bit, the difference there is going to Apple. That's the service charge. This is across the board on any app. That there are some exceptions. So for example, if you're buying food or if you're buying a physical product, say from Amazon or a local retailer through their app, there's no extra charge there. But anything that is a service related thing, so for example, if you're boosting your Instagram posts or if you're buying an ebook or something like that, there will be an extra charge. And it is 30% across the board, unless the company who's hosting the app earns less than $1 million a year.
Okay, so it doesn't get applied for smaller companies, I suppose, startups and start-offs, but someone at the GAA who would be earning plenty of money out of this would be applied to charges. How do they get away with it, Jess? €3 on a 12-year... Like, if you're buying a concert ticket, everyone's familiar now with handling fees or administrative charges. Mm. They resent them, but they're there. You might spend €90 or €100, depending on what concert you're going to. €1.50 or €3 on that, it's not going to break the bank if you're paying that much money. But €3 on a €12 charge, that's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. Now, to be fair to the likes of GAA Go and other organisations, you know, they've been fighting Apple on this for quite a while, not just GAA Go, but a number of companies around the world. You know, even Elon Musk has said that it's an extortionate notion to add 30% to a digital service charge when you are making an in-app purchase. So the workaround that GAA Go have offered is you buy your passes on their website rather than through the App Store. But that doesn't make for a great user experience, to be completely honest. I've been playing around with it here this morning. And so when you set up your account, you can get that. You can see the match advertised. And the bit that I don't like is that the match is advertised as being €12. But then when you go in, as I said, through the app, it's coming up that it is the higher price. So you do need to be eyes wide open. What I recommend people do is sign up to their account on the app. If you want to watch it on the app, grand and dandy. But any purchase that you're making, go through the website, because you will save a decent bit of cash.
So can you have your app, right? Because you'll want it on the app in order to cast it to your television.
Yeah.
But if you want to purchase it, go separately to the internet on your phone, purchase there, then can you go back into your app and watch it from there? Is that how the best way to do it? If you're doing it off your phone or your tablet, for example.
Exactly. So just make sure that you're logging in to the account using the same details that you use for the app. So if you use the same details in both places, it's kind of like watching Netflix on your phone and watching the same...
Okay, we seem to have lost Jess. Jess, are you there?
Yeah, can you
sorry, I lost you for a second. You were just explaining there about how to do it, go to the website, but, you know, log in with the same details and work from there.
Exactly, yeah. So make sure that you're logged in using the same username and password. And then when you buy it through the website, it'll appear on the app and you'll have saved yourself the $2.99.
Yeah, I'm thinking of listeners this morning and all of the debate we had when this arose over the last couple of weeks about the number of games and the kind of games that were behind the paywall and the whole digital exclusion side of this for older people. Already have to do a number of steps to try and do this, but now to get them to do further things, I can understand, I suppose, why GAA Go are frustrated with Apple and Google for this, but it's going to add another step, isn't it, for people who wouldn't be that savvy in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's great that you're calling it out and you're pointing it out, because although the website and the app do say, you know, go to our website for the best prices, not everybody knows what that means. So I do think they could be a bit more explicit about it and also highlighting how to do it and the fact that you can use the same account on the website as the app to save yourself that money. Because there is a huge difference between 12 quid for a game versus, you know, 14, 15 quid for a game. So I do think being eyes wide open and knowing how to save that money is really important.
Yeah. Look, is there any role for the government here? This is these are global corporations we're dealing with. I know on the one hand the government are objecting to receiving 13 point whatever billion from Apple in terms of tax that we're learning about, that we know about, I suppose, from this morning. On the other side of things, they're huge employers. Is there something for, I suppose, the European Union to say, look, you can't charge €3 on a €12 fee? That's just exploitative. Or is that more competition control matters, shall we say?
I think there is a bit of lobbying to be done here, because the thing is, more and more digital services are going online. And, you know, if you're going to get best rates by using a digital device, and step away from GAA Go for a minute, but if you're getting a cheaper bus ticket or a cheaper train ticket because you're booking online, but you don't have access to high quality broadband, or maybe you're not digitally literate, you're being penalized for that fact. So I absolutely do think that we need to call out these companies and continue to put pressure on to make sure that people aren't being penalized for their level of digital literacy.
Yeah, we found out about this through a listener, Jess. It's in the terms and conditions of the FAQs and all of that on the GAA Go website, which they directed us to yesterday. It's our first time. Are the GAA Go missing a trick here, not coming out? I know they're under pressure. I know the organisation's getting flack for different reasons in terms of how they've changed things this year and how the season's working differently. But trying to explain this, highlighting this before people fell into the trap on Saturday looking for the Kerry Mayo game.
Yeah, look, to be fair, when I went onto the app last night, it does say for the best value checkout are other packages, and then it does say that app purchases are controlled by Apple App Store purchases and refund terms apply. So it is flagged, but if you're under pressure, if it's 5 minutes before throw-in or kick-off and you want to just watch the match, you know, you may not have the time to click through the links and read the FAQ and the terms and conditions and all the rest. So I do think it could be more explicit. They could also remove the ability to buy through the app and just push people to the website so then people don't get duped out of it. That bit of clarity.
Are they worried,
well,
though, then, and is this the trap, or is this the incentive for all developers and suppliers of apps and services, that they're afraid to do that because they'll lose that huge marketplace that Google and Apple control?
But there is absolutely a fear of that, and I think the experience of watching through an app is great, and I think that when it works really, really well. But the in-app purchases is costing me, you, and every other consumer more money because of Apple and Google's terms and conditions. So I think they either need to be explicit in telling us that fact or find another workaround.
Yeah. Okay, Jess, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about that. We might talk another day about the massive fine that Meta got on the other side of things. That's more government, I suppose, getting involved in trying to control what tech giants do. But look, thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.